It's been 10 years since the start of protests that turned into serious civil war, a conflict that has claimed 400,000 lives and pushed more than 5 million people to flee the country. Denmark is one of many nations that took them in. But a little over a year ago, Danish authorities decided that even though the conflict continues, parts of Syria are safe enough for refugees to return. And that means some Syrians now in Denmark have had their residency permits canceled. Sissel Overgaard has the story.
A few months ago, Hiba El-Reshla and Radwan Joma decided that after 6 years in Denmark, it was time to put down roots. So the couple found a small but pristine new row house just outside the city of Silkeborg. Here, their three kids could go to a quieter school, Joma would be closer to his job at a pizzeria, and El-Reshla would be able to continue her studies. And then, in December, on the very day they moved in, came news that the family was being sent back to Syria.
This decision means life or death. The words, to send us back to Syria, means to destroy our lives, my wife's life, and my children's life.
Joma says they have nothing and no one left in Syria, and because he protested against the Assad regime, he fears arrest if he returns. The couple has appealed the decision, but for now, their lives are on hold. The walls of their new apartment remain empty, the living room almost bare.
All I can think about is the decision from the immigration service. Otherwise, I would be doing many things, continuing my studies, raising my children, dreaming about their future, but it's all at a standstill.
El-Reshla's first husband was killed before her eyes in Syria. Joma says he doesn't understand why Denmark would send them back.
The name Denmark used to be a shining example when it came to human rights, but now racism is ruining Denmark's reputation in the whole world.
Mikkela Bendiksen, who heads the Danish advocacy group Refugees Welcome, says Denmark is deliberately trying to scare asylum seekers away.
By telling stories about how bad life is as an asylum seeker here, and that even if you are among the lucky ones who are granted asylum, you will be kicked out sooner or later.
Denmark's most recent hard turn on immigration is part of the center-left government's attempt to capture the populist vote from the far right. Politically, it's working. But Bendiksen says in some cases, it also has Denmark on the verge of breaking international law.
They're trying to find out where is the limit, actually.
But even as the UN criticizes Denmark's stance on refugees, Bendiksen says international guidelines on repatriation are open to interpretation, making the government's policy hard to challenge. The irony is that because Denmark has not resumed diplomatic relations with Syria, rejected asylum seekers cannot be forcefully deported. Of the 94 Syrian refugees who lost their Danish residence permits in 2020, some are still under appeal, but Bendiksen says some 30 people have already lost their appeals. The choice at that point is either to live indefinitely in a deportation center, to go back to Syria voluntarily, or to go underground. Denmark's integration minister points out that Syrian refugees who go home get money to help rebuild their homeland. But last year, only 137 of Denmark's roughly 35,000 Syrian refugees took advantage of that offer. When I ask Radwan Joma what will happen if his family's appeal is denied, his eyes fill with tears. I don't have an answer, he says. Their 11-year-old daughter, Aya, does not want to go back to Syria. Speaking in perfect Danish, she says Denmark is a good country. Because people don't go around killing each other, she says. For NPR News, I'm Sissel Overgaard in Denmark.
This is NPR News.